Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Now, around the room, what's on your mind today? Gandhi, go right ahead.
I wanted to give a shout out to you, Elvis Duran, and our friend Chef Dan Kluger, because we had such a good night last night, and it was amazing. We went and did a tasting. What do you call it? A tasting?
It was a chef's table tasting. Yeah. Multi-courses. It was unbelievable.
And he did his own spin on so many Indian dishes, and I had never tasted them, done that way before. It was amazing, and it was so fun. I had a blast with you and Andrew and Andrew's sister, and I just wanted to thank Dan, because he sent us home with a bunch of pastries, too.
Oh, my God.
Including the giant Cheez-It.
That cheese is amazing.
That's a massive Cheez-It. We love Dan. Of course, last night was in honor of a chef he used to work with for many years, and we knew very well Floyd Cordos, who came up with a lot of those dishes and, of course, inspired people like Chef Dan to create his own like them. It was, what a night! It was so good.
It was awesome.
So full. Hey, Danielle, what's up with you today?
So I just want to say congratulations to my nephew, Lucas, who you know was born with his extra chromosome, because he is going to be the Grand Marshal in a parade.
Already?
Yes.
What?
For children with Down syndrome and celebrating Down syndrome in New York City in Times Square coming up in September. He is, yes, one of the smallest, littlest, tiniest Grand Marshals you'll ever see, but other kids are going to be there as well, and I'll give you more details as we get closer, because it's just so amazing, and I'm so proud of my sister and him, and yeah, just so cool. So congratulations to my little man, Lucas, who amazes me every day.
The youngest Grand Marshal on record. Hello, Scary. What's up with you?
Well, of course, Danielle said that SNL clip of the Beavis and Butthead sketch with Ryan Gosling has gone viral and everyone's watching it. And I think the appeal there, of course, they say it's because the characters break. I went down this rabbit hole of watching all SNL sketches where the characters break, and I have to tell you, they really are that much funnier. It's a whole new take on the show, because people sometimes don't really believe the show is live. It is live at 11:30, and it's one take, and it's done, and there's something about being under that kind of pressure and then making each other crack up that makes it that much more enjoyable to watch. So
I know.
Yeah.
It means they're comfortable. I love them.
Yeah,
it's a very good point.
I love watching sketches like that.
Froggy, what's up?
This is going to make you happy, Elvis. I read an article. It says that dogs will live longer and be in better health if they have a pet friend at home.
Aww, there you go.
That made me happy. So if you have two pups at home, it's better off for them. I know it's a little bit of a pain in the ass sometimes. You got two of them yapping around and everything else, but it's good for them. So if you have
two pets, having two of them. keep them living longer and us living shorter.
Correct.
No. I just had to send my pups off to you know, hang out with their friends for a couple of days because we're going out of town. And I'm like, I already miss them so much.
I know.
I love them. Hello, Producer Sam. What's up with you?
We know there's a lot of things in life you just have to power through, and that's important. But it's also important to know when you have the ability and should just step back. I've been having a really rough time with myself at pottery lately, and I've just been damaging things as I do them. And I told myself, no, no, just power through. It's a creative rut. You'll get through it. I broke 2 finished pieces this week trying to improve them because I wasn't in the right headspace. That's hours and weeks of work. So sometimes if you can, just take a step back, baby. Just cleanse and get back to whatever you were doing when you feel like you're in a better place.
Is that a thing? If you are a potter or doing some other kind of art, maybe Gandhi, you can answer to this. If you're in a bad headspace, do they tell you, hey, just come back to it? Now's not the time.
Yeah.
Or is it good to create so you can create something that reflects your mood? You know, I don't know.
I think everyone's probably different, but I definitely walk away because I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to ruin something. I just, obviously, it's a me thing and I'm not in the place, so I just walk away from it and come back when I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Nate, did you say something? You did something, didn't you?
No. I don't think
around so. The room?
Oh.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Okay, then it's a no. You haven't.
Oh, I thought asking if I said something about something else.
No, Nate, go. You really should go.
What's going on? Okay, what mnemonic device do you remember from school? Here's one. We were talking about animals just a second ago, and I remember Dear King Philip came over for good soup, which is the taxonomic order of animals, domain, kingdom, phylum, species. And then I remembered, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. My very important mother just served us 9 pizzas or something. That was how I remembered the planets.
Yes, that one too.
I remember the colors of the rainbow.
And also the scale, the music scale, Every Good Boy Does Fine, and FACE.
Yeah.
Great Big Dogs Fight Animals.
Oh, yeah.
And All Cars Eat Gas.
Yeah, the rainbow was Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv. But yeah, there's all these things that we don't ever use anymore, but you still remember from like 30 years ago. So just think about that.
However we can remember to remember, it will be very helpful, especially as we get older. All Cars Eat Gas. Do you know what that is?
No, what was that?
No, what's that?
That's the spaces on the bass clef of music.
Oh.
And Great Big Dogs Fight Animals are the lines.
On the periodic table, you know how I remember gold?
How?
It's AU, and I remember, AU, bring me back my gold watch!